And welcome to In the Studio with Lenis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We discuss hot topics, news of the day, and we tackle hard subject matter. We may not always be on the same page or agreement, but that's what makes this show special. You're entitled to agree or disagree. Isn't that wonderful? Keep an open mind and continue to think outside of the box. Please join us in the chat room with your opinions and call us on the show phone, 646-727-2914. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. If there is a subject you would like to see discussed, contact us on the website and leave a message or a comment. We are here to empower you and to make you think. We don't have all the answers. We'll find the questions to be answered and understood. Thank you for supporting and listening to the show. My hope is that each show will give you food for thought, as they say. Something to think about and discuss around the water cooler, huh? Okay, so the time right now is 6:02 on the West Coast and it's 9:02 on the East Coast. I don't know about y'all, but Washington is beautiful, beautiful day today, just absolutely beautiful. Okay, so the show tonight is predictions. Now, you know that I'm intuitive, empathic, psychic, so things come to me sometime. Well, I've done recordings since the end of July up until now, and I needed to print them up, you know, type them up, print it, and go over it. So I'm assuming part of it is for the second half of the year. Part of it, I did something on children that came to me. I don't know, but I'm going to share it to you guys. Okay, so the first thing that came up was Trump will return in 2020, but he will only serve 3 years. He will step down probably by force impeachment. He will go down in history as the most disgraced president of the United States history. Number two, I did a thing on Facebook, 24-hour challenge, no judgment, not anyone or anything. Can you do it? Look at yourself. What do you see? Who are you really? So try it. I didn't last long either. I had to keep going over it. So it's hard. It's not easy. We think that it should be like, okay, you know, you just don't think about stuff, but no. Every thought that you have sometimes is judgmental, and you don't even realize it unmistakably and unexpectedly. So we're all judgmental, but wouldn't that be something to try that? Something that is so easy, just don't judge, can be so hard. Okay, the next thing up, social injustice will elevate in the month of August. Civil unrest among the citizens of the United States. All this is intrusive and inclusive because of Trump's racial statements. Number four, why do families on the East Coast have a weird family dynamics? I didn't understand that, so I don't know what that meant, but anyway, I typed it up anyway. August 4th, I see a very bad train accident with bodies burning and torn apart and gnarling. The smell is horrendous. It will happen in 2 days, Istanbul or India. Let's see, what else did I have before I go to the children? Okay, there will be a bad storm in April 2020. Oh, okay, this is, you know, this is what I get in from the angels and the guides. There will be a bad storm in April 2020 of next year. It is so destructive right at the border between Texas and Louisiana. And it looks like it wipes the town off the map. Prediction of a bad earthquake in the month of August. Netherlands, the Aleutian Islands, Kennewick, or something close to that, a town in Alaska could be the epicenter. Or Fairbanks, okay? Also, a tsunami could occur as well. Okay, Netherlands, a hotbed of UFO sightings. Also, South America, a lot of crazy weather and UFO sightings continue to happen, okay? You can't have youth. You can't have youth and experience at the same time. Oh, and this came to me, which I think is true and should happen. George Carlin and Paul Mooney should receive Lifetime Achievement Awards for comedy and writing and also performing as well. Okay. Now, this is the one I have for children. Children that were born between 1975 and 1980. Now, the children that they have, those kids will be of value and worth. That's from the parents of 1975 and 1980. Their children will be of value and worth. Now, parents of 1980 and 1995, your children will be born when generation had kids. Those children are not anything outstanding. Mostly they were followers and leaders. Now, that's for parents that were born in 1980 to 1985 and had children. Okay. Parents that were born 1985 to 1990, your children will be truly bothered with peer pressure. Again, parents that were born in 1985 and 1990, your children will be bothered with peer pressure. Parents that were born between 1990 and 1995, your children, there will be a lot of suicides during that era. I don't know why I just said that the kids will be doing a lot of suicides. And it was one time many, many, many years ago. But that's interesting. Okay, 1995 to 2000. If you were born during those years, this is that your children is the beginning of the millennium kids. When they have, okay, this is the beginning. You are children born from 1995 to 2000. This is the beginning of the millennium kids. When they have children, these kids will be the beginning of entitlement children. Man, have we heard so much about that entitlement. From the year 2000 to 2005, parents that have children, they will really be into politics, referencing and influencing from the parents. Okay? And that's all I have for predictions for today. So, and that's all I have for the show. How about that? That's it. Okay, we will talk to you soon, like next Wednesday. So thanks for joining the show, and I hope you enjoyed your predictions.